This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The whistleblower at the center of Congress's impeachment inquiry says President Trump abused his office by trying to get Ukraine's help in next year's election and that the White House tried to cover it up. We get details from AP correspondent Sagar Meghani at the White House.
The whistleblower complaint gives more detail about a July phone call where the president urged Ukraine's leader to investigate Joe Biden and alleges White House officials knew that was bad, so they tried to lock down all details of the call. Acting National Intelligence Chief Joseph McGuire told a House panel the complaint does allege serious wrongdoing by the president. But
all we have is an allegation.
One top House Republican, Kevin McCarthy, says isn't worth much.
There is nothing in there that is impeachable.
The president's blasting it as the act of desperate Democrats.
They're going to lose the election. They know it. That's why they're doing it.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says what he's done is the actual reason.
They have no choice.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Voters, meanwhile, are concerned about the political impact of the impeachment inquiry into President Trump's actions. We get details on that from AP's Tim McGuire.
Democrat David Shulman calls President Trump an embarrassment.
Disgrace the office of the president.
Even so, the San Francisco resident says he is concerned about going for impeachment.
It creates a big political risk for the Democrats.
Republican Joan Reinke says she fears the inquiry will hurt both parties.
The Democrats are not going to get out of it unscathed either. And neither are the Republicans. It's going to be a lose-lose-lose situation.
In interviews with more than 50 voters across the country, Republicans overwhelmingly oppose the inquiry. Independents and Democrats are mixed, a number of them saying the best way to oust Trump is through the election. I'm Tim McGuire.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN's Nuclear Monitoring Agency says Iran has begun using advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium, a violation of a landmark agreement with world powers. The International Atomic Energy Agency's report said technologically advanced centrifuges at Iran's Natanz facility were accumulating or had been prepared to accumulate enriched uranium. The report also says Iran intends to use more of the advanced centrifuges than previously disclosed. The developments breach a landmark deal with world powers reached in 2015 that puts limits on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for sanctions relief. President Donald Trump has pulled the United States out of that accord. Meanwhile, the Pentagon said Thursday it plans to send 4 radar systems, a battery of Patriot missiles, and about 200 personnel to bolster Saudi Arabia's defenses after the largest ever attack on the kingdom's oil facilities this month. The U.S. blames Iran for that attack, but Tehran has denied responsibility. France is mourning former President Jacques Chirac, who died Thursday at age 86. Lisa Bryant has more.
Jacques Chirac was the ultimate political survivor, mayor of Paris for 18 years before becoming prime minister and later president for more than a decade. He will be remembered for many things, including being the first French head of state to acknowledge his country's role in the Holocaust in a 1995 speech, for also opposing the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq in 2003. He will also be remembered for being a staunch fan of Africa. At home, Chirac had a mixed record. Still, many remember Chirac for his charm and his common touch, a man at ease with both diplomats and farmers. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
The Republican-led U.S. Senate has confirmed lawyer Eugene Scalia as Labor Secretary. AP's Mike Gracia has details.
Eugene Scalia, one of the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia's 9 children, is President Donald Trump's new Labor Secretary. In a party-line 53-43 vote, the Senate approved Scalia's nomination on Thursday. Scalia succeeds Alexander Acosta, who resigned in July amid criticism for his handling of a 2008 secret plea deal with financier Jeffrey Epstein when Acosta was U.S. attorney in Miami. Scalia becomes the 7th former lobbyist to hold a cabinet-level post in the Trump administration. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street with all 3 major indices closing trading in negative territory. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.